Hello. An article from the Southwark News from August the 11th. The headline is Another Night of Carnage. Reporter on the scene during riots. Standing between the front lines, ducking bricks as they were flung at riot police, the horrific scenes of violence spread to Peckham on the third day of London's riots. It was 5:30 p.m. on a Monday, and as would quickly become clear, another night of carnage had only just begun. More than 100 youths had gathered in the square outside the library, most of them in their teens, hooded and covered with masks. Though they were young, they were frightening, and it was difficult to tell spectator from looter. Chunks of pavement and broken glass littered the street, and as the lines of police moved, it was hard for anyone to stay safe. In the confusion, exits seemed to be blocked by batons and riot shields in one direction, and the other by yobs throwing stones and smashing shop windows. The first people I spoke to after running there from the newsroom had threatened to attack me if I carried on taking pictures. Others simply stood and watched as the drama unfolded, stunned at the level of disorder. It was utterly lawless. What we've all come to know as the London riots had kicked off 2 days before in Tottenham. A peaceful protest over the death of a man at the hands of a police marksman had been corrupted and became violent. Police cars and buildings were torched, officers were showered with petrol bombs and bricks, and hundreds of yobs had taken the chance to smash or steal something. That much was replicated in Peckham on Monday night. As I moved past the front line of police, out of range of the improvised missiles, the first signs of a burnt-out bus could be seen. A plume of acrid black smoke poured out from the gutted number 343, no longer going to New Cross. Arriving in columns like Roman centurions, more police flooded the area, sending middle-aged women screaming and forcing the crowds of hoods to melt away. It brought temporary peace, but the problem simply resurfaced in Rye Lane. It seemed like a gain to the kids, but to the rest of us, it was sinister. Meanwhile, as the fire in the bus was extinguished, another was raging in a shop in Rye Lane. Police had to protect the fire brigade as they battled to stop blades spreading, but they were left powerless as just metres away, kids looted Iceland for strawberry cider and wine, stuffing pockets, bags and suitcases full of it. Thankfully, as the hours passed, my editor said it was probably best not to be out after dark, so I was able to head home. But those who lived there could not leave the scenes of the destruction behind. They were left to wait, as they had for hours, to see where the spectre of violence would rear its head next.